that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Lippo?
I'm doing fantastic.
You were at the market today. That's awesome.
It is the weekend before the weekend we're broadcasting this podcast. So yes, okay. It wasn't yesterday. Because the market's only open here in Windsor, Ontario, 3 days a week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool.
The market's a cool place. Yeah, they got some stuff there that in an environment that you don't normally get. I also went across the street to a place called the European Market.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with it?
Oh, yeah.
And there's stuff in there that...
It's great there, too.
You can't find any of that stuff. Like, yeah. A lot of packaged goods there that you can't find that anywhere in Canada. And a lot of it has no English on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going by what it looks like.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, they have, like, a deli. So there's, ready meals to go, and they have pastries and tons of breads, fresh breads on the wall. And
right.
I almost like it better than the market across the street. But you can get good meat over at the market.
Yeah, I'd have to say I like that place better than the market. But the market's pretty cool. The market lost a little something for me, but...
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
The downtown market was really cool back in the day.
Back in the day, that was some fun times. Yeah, and it was packed in there, like as far as vendors go.
It's busy.
Very busy. Whereas the market now is mostly, like I say, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it's produce and meats for the most part. I want to say the meat places are open 5 days a week or whatever, 7 days a week. Like you can go in there and get some awesome Hungarian bratwurst. Oh, that's some yummy stuff.
Yummy.
Yeah, you can't find that anywhere either, other than there that I know of. Like a butcher.
There's some good meat, though, across the street at the other place, too. They got a nice deli.
Yes, they do. But not, you can't buy steaks there, can you? Oh, yeah, I think you can.
I'm not sure about steak, but they have all the different European meats and salamis and all that stuff.
They stay true to the European. And fish. Mm. Like all kinds of fish that are like out. They're sitting in some kind of juice.
Raw fish.
Yeah, raw fish. And lots of it.
I wonder how much of that stuff goes to waste.
I wonder, too.
Anywhere.
I was thinking that same
really?
Thing. Yeah. Is it that busy there? When I was there, it was a brisk business.
I think it probably
there,
is.
Like,
European population here probably eats lots of fish.
It must be a big part of their diet, and obviously. It's a healthy
probably
part of your
should
diet.
Should be. Big part of anybody's diet.
I agree.
Fish. Something smells fishy. You have some news for us today?
Oh, we're talking, like, at the beginning of every show, we would like to just hear what's on your mind as far as what you're thinking in terms of music news. You hear snippets of music news all week long, probably. I do. I look into it. It's some of the people or pages that I follow on my Facebook. You get information there. We were talking about that last week in the using internet social media for promoting and marketing your...
Mm-hmm.
Your bands, but what I found this week, obviously, you know that South by Southwest is happening right now.
Yeah.
Right? It's done now, I think. Maybe the film festival is next week, I think, or
And I also heard about some drunk, impaired driver killing people.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah.
That's really bad.
That's really bad. There's lots of people on the streets, and there's lots of people in Austin right now. It's crazy, from what I understand. But... iTunes does something for the South by Southwest, and it's an app that you can download for free. iTunes Festival, and there's a ton of really good artists on there. Like, there's Keith Urban, which is the first guy I mentioned. Who's not? That's just the name that popped in my head. I don't know any Keith Urban, but Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and Soundgarden.
Where do you get your misinformation?
Gosh, why did he come in my head?
Soundgarden, making a big comeback.
Well, what they did is they played their entire Super Unknown CD front to back.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just downloaded the app yesterday, so I just fired it up this morning on my iPad. Soundgarden, listen to it. and it's like, it's beautiful HD. So I streamed it over to my Apple TV on my TV, and it's cranking awesome sound and beautiful.
And free.
And free.
To
just
boot.
Stream it on your device. It's a beautiful cool. thing. Yeah. I can't wait to go watch the Johnny Cash concert. No.
We're going to get all kinds of phone calls here at the station. Mickey Dolenz has hinted at the likelihood of another Monkees reunion tour. Dolenz, Michael Nesmith, and Peter Tork were last on the road in 2012 following the death of original Monkees member Davy Jones. Why do I want to say Peter Tork died, though?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I was like surprised to read that because I thought Peter Tork died.
That doesn't ring a bell with me. No, I don't. I think he's, I don't know if he's alive and well, but
I thought he was just well.
I'm pretty sure he's still alive. Would you go see a Monkees reunion, Big JD?
You know what?
That's a no. See, if you took you that long to think about it.
I like the Monkees a lot. Like probably a little too much maybe.
Yeah.
But without Davy, like without all the Monkees, it's just, I don't know, man. Like it would still be cool to see, you know, but it's not all of them.
Right. It would be like also announced this week, I believe, was the Queen tour. They're
wonderful.
They're touring with.
Oh, I thought you meant our Queen.
Adam.
Yeah,
Lambert.
It's in some other singer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for me. Like I wouldn't want to see.
Yeah.
Yet I would go see Freddie Mercury on his own. Without the other Queen guys. This just in. Where are they now? A new show segment, perhaps. Maybe. Maybe not. Steve Jones. From the Sex Pistols, like founding member of the Sex Pistols, guitar player.
Yeah.
And then he did a couple solo albums later. He played with Iggy Pop, too, on one of his albums. He's awesome. But anyway, he hosts Jonesy's Jukebox, a radio program on 106.7 WROQ in L.A. He's moved around a little bit on the radio. Somebody at one point gave him a gig on the radio and said, just do whatever you want.
Right.
So but that's like, where he is right now.
Is it syndicated?
It's probably not syndicated, but it could be. I'm not sure if it is.
Like Little Steven has his
I don't know
deal
if it's like just how big it is, you know what I mean? But I know that he interviews like celebrities and musicians and things like that.
Sure, I'm sure he knows a ton of people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool guy. I was just like wondering where
so
he was.
You listen to him on like a TuneIn app or something?
No, I was just looking for him. I didn't know what he was doing now, but so I haven't listened to it. I went to the station actually to listen, to check it out.
Yep.
When I went to the page to listen, it was all the songs that were on each show. I didn't quickly find anything where he was actually, it was his show recorded as a podcast or anything. So I didn't take it any further than that, but I will at some point because I just wanted to hear him. But
oh, okay.
And so, he looks.
I was going to say, so it's not actually, the only way you would be able to get it is to listen to him live, either streaming over the internet or if you actually
Well, that's
live
what I'm
in,
thinking. Yeah. It's just like a regular radio thing.
Okay. Like Kim Mitchell in Toronto or something.
There you go.
As opposed to.
Just like that.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks was just killed in a car accident.
Shut up.
Where do you get your misinformation? That's not even nice to say.
No, it's not. You totally threw me off. The bass player for Motley Crue, he has his own show.
Right, Nikki Sixx.
That's the guy. And Little Steven's from...
Little Stevie?
Little Steven.
Little Stevie Wonder.
No, Little Steven. He's the guitar player for Bruce's band, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has his own... Psychedelic Garage, I think, or something like that.
Oh.
It's on Sunday night, and it's syndicated as well. But the Nikki Sixx deal, he's on like every day on a station in Detroit.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so instead
in
of
Detroit,
them,
what do you mean Detroit? Oh, syndicate?
Syndicated in Detroit. Yeah. So every day, he's on the radio.
On what? Is he on the D?
On the D, I believe it is. Yeah, like at 7 o'clock or something.
And there you have some Rockets.
One of my favorite all-time bands.
From Detroit.
From Detroit, yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. Mm-hmm. I just saw a movie with the guitar player from that band.
Mm-hmm. McCarty.
Jimmy McCarty, yep.
And we're back. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. How can people check out Big JD and Lippo in the Morning?
They go to the link that we put up on our Facebook page. That'll take them there. You're going to see tons of links to every show.
There you go.
It'll take you right to iTunes. And then from there, you can subscribe. And then once you're subscribed, you don't have to do anything else. It just shows up on your iPad or your iPhone or iPod Touch or even on your computer in iTunes if you listen to your podcast while you're sitting in front of your computer.
That's the coolest thing about subscribing. I think subscribing is great because it just shows up there all the time.
It uses...
And will sync to your device.
Right. It uses RSS, which is the same thing that Facebook uses and a lot of the news places like, you know, TV stations, radio stations. It's just RSS.
Why has RSS gotten more difficult, though, over time?
Because they want to put in more functionality. It's like iTunes in general.
Put in more functionality.
Yeah.
Well, what? They want to put in more. It's got less functionality now. I can't even go to an RSS page anymore in my browser.
Oh, I know. Well, what I'm saying is a lot of other entities have tried to use RSS to, you know, further their message. But as far as I want to go get back to the news and in the movie thing.
Yep.
If you don't mind.
No.
There was a movie premiered here in Windsor, Ontario.
Border City Music Project.
Yeah, by filmmaker John Gillies.
I always want to say Border City Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Remember that, those days?
And it was a regular movie premiere. And it was professionally done. Lots of dudes in it, celebrities. Jimmy McCarty, Gordy Johnson.
Dick Wagner.
Dick Wagner, Mark Farner, Carmine and Peter. Or was it Vinny?
Were they both in it?
No.
I think just Carmine.
I think it was just Carmine. And... the thing is, though, he told, like, he put out a press release, sent it to, you know, CBC, Windsor Star, CTV, nothing.
No way.
None of those media outlets picked up on the fact that there was a local filmmaker booked in at the Capitol, you know, in beautiful theater here in Windsor, Ontario, that all those media outlets have talked about in the past. Got a really cool event going on there, pro everything, you know, it's all top notch. Not a word spoken about it. I don't know if they know what the context of the movie is, but it's a lot anti-media.
Did he? Yeah. Well, it could be why.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
You got to cater to the media, man. It's all about catering to the media.
Yeah, but as a society, we all suffer because of that.
Absolutely.
But that's another show altogether. I just wanted to put that out there, that there was something really cool happened here in Windsor, and hopefully it picks up some traction at other movie or film festivals. And
yeah, if it gets distributed, people will buy it.
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure what kind of distribution deals he's even expecting. I'm sure you'd like it to become really popular and famous or whatever, but I mean, there's a ton of cool people in there. Glenn Fricker's even in the movie.
Oh my God. That's cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Yeah. That's T-Rex with Buick McCann. And
not to be confused with Mike McCann.
That's right. And
if anyone can, Mike McCann can.
He can.
Not anymore. I think it's McCain, but go on.
That's off the Slider album. And the reason I picked that tune is one of the first albums I remember listening to using headphones.
Ooh.
On the floor, back against my bed, turntable on my nightstand kind of thing. I remember listening to the Slider album.
And he's got pictures to prove it. Headphones on.
Oh, the headphones. That's my dad when I was a lot younger than that. But
some contraption made by your dad.
Yeah, that's actually I was going to get into.
I can't wait to talk about that. And that's what we're talking about today on the show.
Headphones. Yeah, yeah, I should have maybe preluded
that. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to focus our show around headphones.
Or focus headphones around our show.
Yes. Actually, I have some around my neck right now. Because
yeah, why? Is that where you wear them? We'll, yes, we'll discuss about where you wear them.
Okay.
Because you need some instruction.
I have neck phones.
Ooh.
I absorb sound through my lymph nodes in the
neck.
Oh,
you got your ears lowered.
That's an old saying.
That's a haircut thing.
That's a haircut thing.
Which, by the way, you could use anytime soon.
I know.
It's getting long.
I know. It's getting out of hand, actually. I know what to do. I don't know what to do with myself. But yeah, the history of headphones, like back then, I was, what, four or five years old when that picture was taken. And that would be like 1967 or 66.
No, he's giving away his age.
Yes, I'm giving away my age. But
he's a lot older than
back
me.
In those days, that was probably a decent set. Like, like the headphones back then were nothing like we have today as far as over-the-ear headphones. Those were, decent enough. So it was, and they were actually headphones as opposed to what we were talking about earlier. Where headphones actually came from is the earpiece, is what they call that. So when you had a wire with an actual earpiece, because those have been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, well, I remember listening to AM transistor radios with a single old-style earpiece.
Right. Back in the day, that was the thing that was marketed with portable devices. And back in the day, Big JD was carrying around his portable device. What color was your transistor radio?
Oh, I had all kinds of them.
Oh, really?
I had one that was like army colored, like a camo type thing.
Yeah.
Had different colored ones. I mean, we had tons of them. I can't honestly even remember most of them. I'm going to say I had a red one. I probably had green radio at some point. I had a one that my grandfather gave me that was a little bit larger size, like not just the little hand portable one, right? That was like sizes almost like maybe a little bigger than iPods or whatever. But it was a little bit of a bigger one with a nice speaker in it. And the top of it came up with the handle was all part of it.
Okay.
And then it had a dial, you know what I mean? So it was like a little bit bigger, skinny little thing. I had tons of radios.
Built-in
growing
speaker.
Up. Mm-hmm.
And so, but you could plug in an earpiece if you wanted to, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would have a headphone jack thing on it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize. Well, maybe back in those days, which was probably just a little after I got my transistor radio, because I remember when my transistor radio, that they were a new thing. Like, I was an early adopter even back then. And maybe by the time you were my age then, you...
That was years and years later.
Well, you know how technology...
Years and years.
After, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. So by then, they had dropped in price, just like Sony Walkmans did in years after that. Like, you could get an actual Sony Walkman. It was like hundreds of dollars.
Oh, the price came down
and then
substantially.
Even the Sony ones, the price came down.
Yeah,
for everything. You could get knockoffs for next to nothing.
And before we continue on with our headphone discussion, my songs actually I chose today are kind of about, can't really find headphone songs, more like radio, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And it's Nazareth again this week. We listened to some Nazareth last week.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have to suffer with more Nazareth. Are you from Nazareth? Turn on your receiver.
Believer in him and all to what he
All right, now that you got your receivers turned on, you plug in your headphones.
Now you plug
in
your
headphones. And we'll continue on with headphone talk. And there's so many different kinds of headphones and things. And definitely want to talk about the different kinds of headphones and why you might use
different kinds, different applications. For different types.
And you mentioned the full over-the-ear headphones, and right. those are the big cans.
Right, and there's a couple of different kinds of those as well. There's the open-back ones, and then mm-hmm. there's the closed-backed ones.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the two?
Well, one you can hear and one you can't. When you're outside of it.
Right. And is that the reason that they're closed back? I don't think so. I think they're closed
It makes a difference for if you're in an application such as in a recording studio, you don't want the open concept because your microphones are going to pick it up. So there's a sealed unit closed and the sound doesn't bleed. Well, see what happens? Do you see what happens?
I just put my headphone right up to my microphone just to show you. So
a headphone can be used as a microphone.
Yes, they can.
You can plug it into a microphone jack and actually talk into the speaker.
Yes.
And it's that vibration that gets picked up.
Yeah.
Very well. But
no. But it's interesting when you're a kid and you first realize that. And you can just, I got a microphone right here in my headphones.
Yeah. By accident, you figure that out.
Yeah.
But in a jam, you could record your CD with that.
Oof, that would be a big jam.
Speaking of CD, we're doing Lippo's, through the course of the year, Lippo's going to record his CD live on the radio. No. But we should mention, though, I think next week we're going to do the songwriting workshop here.
Is that a good week to do that? I think that we should maybe wait.
Oh, yeah? You want
to
wait?
Yeah, I think I'd like to put a little more planning into that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so, because we're actually going to be doing stuff. And I think we should really...
I got 20 songs I wrote last night for the show.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
No,
I think we should really discuss how we're going to... What we're going to cover and which direction we should take.
I think we shouldn't. You know why?
Because you're JD, that's why.
No, but we want to show that... not only show just how easy you can write a song, but
you too can write songs
all of a sudden from scratch and without planning. Perhaps we can go either way, really. I mean, if you want to plan it out, we're planning that out without everybody. You know what I mean?
No, I don't want to plan out the actual tunes. I want to plan out which direction we're going to go in as far as.
Yeah, but we could just plan that out right then and there.
Yeah, that's how this podcast actually got started the way it is.
It took a whole new direction right on the show.
Right on the show, yeah. That was kind of interesting. So, okay, we'll discuss what we're going to do.
Okay.
Whether it's going to be completely
off the cuff. So it might not be next week then.
It may not be. We'll see. It depends what my schedule is going to be. Because I'm going to be going away next week, so that's why we're actually recording this show before the show that's going to be released on the 16th of March, which is my brother's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Gotta remember to Skype him tomorrow.
Paul? No. Who?
Just guess one more guess.
I can't remember.
Tom.
Okay, yeah.
It's my brother Tom's birthday on the 16th, which is when you heard last week. So that's when our last week's show was released. Dropped, as it were. But back to types of headphones.
Yes.
So I think I was confused, or I read something where the open back ones were... not as sonically sound or didn't have the same properties as the closed back one. So I'm actually...
No, they won't be because they're losing audio. Really. In a sense. Whereas the sound, the acoustics and whatnot, what you're listening to is retained inside of a closed system.
Okay. I wish I would have done a little more boning up on over-the-ear headphones. So
yeah, I'm sure we both could have done that. And then you have, of course, in-ear. Or let's go from the over-the-ear to on-the-ear, which is a little bit smaller size, fits on the ear, which really is just a comfort thing. They're going to be a little bit lighter.
And air will be able to get into your ear with these, with the over-the-ear
headphones. Not necessarily, because they do cover your whole ear. It just kind of depends, I guess. But I think it's more so the size and the...
comfort level.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, yeah, it's going to become maybe a little more comfortable. Yep. But some people might not like things pushing on their ear as opposed to just being around it, you know? So
I agree, and I think a lot of people have different sensitivity as far as ear goes. I know people who can't even put in an earplug into their ear because they have a certain sensitivity, or they can't stand anything inside their ear, which we'll get to in the ear headphones in a minute. But I think everybody has a certain sensitivity to stuff touching your ears.
Yeah, absolutely. I do. I can't stand anything. Like, I feel like there's going to be a suction when it's taken away. I think that's what bothers me more than anything.
Do you like that?
No, I don't like that.
Oh, what's the matter with that?
I don't know. It'll pull your drum out or something.
It's going to suck your brains right out of your ear.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
What we're going to be listening to here is by a gentleman who a movie was made about. It's, the name of the movie is Searching for Sugar Man.
Oh, yeah.
It's Rodriguez, and the name of this song is Only Good for Conversation.
My pocket don't drive me fast. My mother treats me slow. My statue's got a concrete heart. But you're the coldest bitch I know. In the factory that you call your mind, graveyard thoughts of stone. A master thief, I wouldn't enter there. You've nothing I would get on. So help me. You're pretending that you got it made. You know I know you know no truth. You're still serving cookies and Kool-Aid. You're so proper and so cute. My pocket don't drive me fast. My mother treats me slow. My statue's got a concrete heart. But you're the coldest bitch I know. So help me.
And we are back.
We're
I was
back.
Waiting for a...
Oh, at the end of that tune, I don't know if they did that back in the day. That's actually one of the heavier tunes that he played. And the reason I played that tune is because I just found out he's going to be in Detroit at the Music Hall, Detroit Music Hall.
That's really cool. That was a good film.
The film was really,
really
good,
cool.
Yeah.
Really
you could
cool.
not make that story up.
No.
Crazy. And if you haven't seen it,
Searching
rent
for
it.
Sugar Man, yeah. Or watch it on Netflix. Isn't it on there?
Is it?
I think so.
If it is.
I want to say it is.
It's a good way to watch it.
So, in continuing our conversation on headphones and whatnot, wireless headphones, all kinds of wireless headphones, really. I mean, you can get Bluetooth wireless headphones, RF wireless headphones, and is there Wi-Fi headphones?
There could be Wi-Fi headphones. You can plug headphones into...
I just wonder. I don't recall seeing...
I think you can plug headphones Wi-Fi. Into a Sonos thing. You can plug it into...
getting all technical on us now.
Well, yeah, that's what... That's
Sonos.
Sonos.
I think a friend of mine. Do you know Sonos?
I know Sonos. These are wireless audio technology, Sonos, and AirPlay. If you plugged your headphones into an Express or an Extreme.
Well, yeah, but you don't want to I'm talking wireless, totally. So you can walk around with them. And you have wireless headphones. What do you got? Bluetooth headphones?
I have a set of Sony Bluetooth headphones and Plantronics I just bought. But the Plantronic ones don't fit my ear very well.
No?
No. But they... They
got a big hole?
Pardon me?
You got a big hole?
I got two big holes. Actually, I thought I might have discussed this with you already, but the thing with the Plantronics ones is that the post that the rubber, the different size rubber pieces, which I know right. everybody who knows anything about headphones realizes that most of them come with
different size
rubbers. Yeah, so we're talking in-ear headphones.
Yes.
As opposed to... We didn't actually talk about on-ear headphones, like the ones you get like with your iPhone and, you know, like the cheap ones. They just kind of sit in your
yeah
on your
sort
ear.
Of refer to those maybe as buds or something.
Yeah,
sort
buds.
Of,
yeah.
I guess. as opposed to in-ear.
Yeah, they're
name.
And generally, they are rather poopy, if you ask me. But yeah, we went to wireless. That's why you kind of we didn't go through all the form factors. Now you're talking about a different kind of.
Yeah, thing. I guess I. Moving right along.
Moving right along. Yeah,
that's we only had so much time.
I know we have only so much time.
We'll see what we get to.
So yeah, the Plantronics ones, the post on them is bigger than any other standard ones because I've.
But they're all bigger. You get different sizes. Is the small one too big?
The small one is too small. Like so, it's a different system altogether. Basically, okay. So you're playing a different game. So even the bigger ones, the biggest ones, which I would never use the biggest ones. Those are the only ones that I find sit nicely in my ear. And if you wear them for more than 20 minutes, they don't feel good.
You know what's great? And we'll get into these, I guess, is the Bose in-ear. They're kind of a combination almost of in-ear and bud style because they just sit on your ear there.
Right.
But they do have a rubber thing that kind of sticks in a little bit further. But man, do they sound great. But let's continue about wireless. And I have these Sennheisers here in I wish I could tell you exactly which model they are. I don't know if it's a HDR 170s. These things are fabulous, man. They have a awesome bass boost. They have awesome surround simulation.
Really?
It's great, man. I use them for movies.
They're wireless. I don't
get to watch a lot of movies, but they are wireless. They have they sit on a base to charge.
Oh, so they're charging right now.
Yeah, they charge.
So they have that near field thing. So you're not actually they're not plugged into anything to charge them. They're just sitting on some base.
They are, yeah.
So that's how they charge though. They're through plastic. You don't actually have to plug anything.
No, it does plug in. I mean, it sort of plugs in. You know what I mean? There's
there's
touches. See the things on the top there?
Oh, there's like metal in the middle.
Yeah. So it sort of.
Okay.
It's not just what you're thinking there. But yeah, they're fantastic. And I don't use them for my work.
But you use them to watch movies.
Yeah, because they just sound, they'll make everything sound good.
How much?
If you work with that stuff. I want to say a few $100. Lana got them in Germany, I want to say as well.
Nice.
She was on the layover in Germany. That's where they're made.
Sennheiser.
I believe. And I have somewhere I have another set of Sennheisers I had since I was 15 years old.
Wow.
Still have them. And the parts all come apart and I could get new stuff for them, I think. Maybe even still. I'm not sure. But wow, they were the best headphones ever, man. They were great.
Are these better than those?
Yeah, I guess I would say they're better. But Sennheiser makes really, really good headphones. And you can get them for all different kinds of different applications again. Sure. But I mean, these are sound so good that you can't really use them for the work that I do with audio just because everything will sound good and you'll get the wrong.
Right, you want flat.
Yeah, sound. So I just use, actually, if I do use headphones, I'll use the Fostex. I have to use headphones sometimes because of the noise or whatever, but right. I try not to use them at all anymore. But these Fostex ones or monitors, what you would call studio headphones, have a nice flat response, and then your ears aren't tricked into hearing something that's
not really the way it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you do audio work for film, you would normally just be cranking out through your monitors here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of curious, what kind of volumes do you use when you're editing audio in a film? Is it blasted? It kind of depends.
It can get fairly loud, but it kind of depends on what the medium is that I'm listening for. And I do, I use a meter and set up the speakers for certain whatever I'm working on.
Right. And I just noticed that your furnace just went off. That's it really got quiet in here.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
Wow.
Yeah. That's why I'm an audio fixing specialist because I got to deal with that stuff.
So, what else would we like to talk about? Did we cover all the form factors of headphones?
There's behind the neck headphones, which are a certain type. I mean, it's still an on-ear headphone, but you got behind the neck headphones, which come around the ear down behind the neck and up the other side. So they're not, they don't have any kind of a, what do you even call that part of the headphone over your head? The brace, the bracket,
the bridge,
the bridge. Have you seen the bridge?
Beyond the bridge.
Not on behind the necks. Oh, yeah. Won't be long now. Just waiting on Lana for that.
All right.
So behind the neck.
Those tend to be sports.
If you have a big high mohawk or something like that, that's what you use. And you can get those in two separate pieces sometimes, yes. Headphones, so that you can,
That go behind your neck, you mean?
Yeah, so they're ear, they're clip-ons.
Actually, my buddy Kendall has a set that goes behind his ears, but the actual buds come off and they go in. So a wire goes from this little piece right to here. But he's got a really floppy piece of rubber almost on his neck.
Yeah.
And then the buds go into his ear. And those are Bluetooth as well. And those are LGs. And they're really good.
I think. And you know what LG is, right?
Do I know what LG is?
Yeah. You know what it stands for?
Long Gator.
No.
Lousy goofball.
Gator has something to do with your old show.
That's him. That's Kendall. He's a Gator guy. That's probably why he's thought of it. What's LG?
Why Gator, actually?
Wide Gator?
Yeah. Is he like the Gators? No, why the name?
Why Gator?
Yeah.
He's a goofball.
What's that got to do with a gator?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he just thought of it on the spot. And said, okay. That sounds good. He just doesn't want his real name to be used because...
Yeah, you used it all throughout the show here.
Yeah, right? He's worried about the powers that be. They're going to find out that I'm talking bad about the police and whatever. I don't know.
Oh, the police are wonderful.
I think he thinks he's going to be a politician or in law enforcement, or he just wants to keep his
options
image.
Open.
Yeah, exactly. His image
clean.
You
got to watch what you
do. So what does LG stand for?
Life is good.
Where's the I?
Well, it's silent. Life good.
Life.
But do you know who they were? Who? Were GE. That was General Electric Company.
Life good electric.
No, life is good is what it is.
Okay.
And they make everything. TVs and phones and...
What do you mean they were LG? That was GE. That's General Electric, which is an American company. LG, as we all know, is a South Korean company.
Yeah, but that's maybe where they are now. But that's what... I'm 99.9% sure that that's all part of the same thing.
Probably. I'm sure somebody bought something or whatever.
Because I wondered who or what they were at one time, and I really looked into it.
Yeah, they've come up in the world. Same as Samsung. Samsung started with crap, and then they just kind of built a name for themselves, and... Both of those companies, LG and Samsung, are both South Korean.
And see, here it says the closed headphones are comfortable and isolate you from outside noise, which is another good point about those, too.
Yeah, if you don't mind feeling isolated.
Well, they can isolate you from outside noise, which is nice. And that kind of leads us into noise-canceling headphones, which is a whole other thing. And they're battery-operated.
Of course, there's some active technology going on in there that basically listens, has a microphone. Noise-canceling headphones have a microphone or multiple microphones in the
headphone.
Because
it has to hear what it's canceling.
Right. So it wants to know what is the noise in the environment that you're listening to. And they work really well.
Can you switch it around and just listen to the noise that it's canceling instead?
No. I'm sure you could if you played with the circuit board inside those things. But basically, yeah, they work really good on planes. And I'm sure if you've been on a plane, you've seen somebody pull out a pair of...
I've seen people pull out.
No, don't pull out. Second time you swore.
I didn't swear. Right now, let's listen to the Teenage Bottle Rockets. Or actually, Teenage Bottle Rocket, a punk band formed in Laramie, Wyoming in 2001. Influences include Ramones, Screeching Weasel, and this song is called Radio.
Radio, oh, oh. Talk to him, go out, get a movie, get a
Now, if you're listening to some awesome right or stereo headphones, you would notice that that last little guitar lick was in your right headphone. Yeah. Otherwise, you may not know that.
We can tell by the waveform.
Yes, we can. And that was Hickory Dichotomy from Stone Temple Pilots' last album. Like, they did a whole bunch of albums, and they were all hits. And then what's his name? Whelan, Scott Whelan, went with Velvet Revolver. Made two albums with those guys?
I think two.
And then he went back to Stone Temple Pilots. He made this album, and then they were going to go do a tour where they were going to do like a retrospective of all their tunes. And then Scott Whelan said, no, I'm going to do that by myself. So I think they're like in court right now. So he's just constantly screws that whole thing up. Stone Temple Pilots could have been such an amazingly...
They were popular.
Very popular. And I think they still have left their mark and they're still getting royalty
checks.
Didn't
he get locked up at some point or something? Or what was the...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's been in jail at least once or twice. But just goes to show you, some of those rock and roll guys, they're living on the edge. Fortunately, they have enough hits that the other guys in the band are, you know, they're putting food on the table. But still, they could have been so much more than what they ended up being.
Well, they were still around, they were doing all this at a time where things were still pretty good. Now it's pretty difficult to put food on the table.
With your music.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we're talking about headphones on the show today, and I want to talk a little bit about headsets. So that's a headphone per se. Something like you would use maybe with your phone. So you have an inline mic and a remote control possibly.
Oh, sure.
And they're just referred a little bit more as a headset. Or that may have a microphone that comes down around the front,
yep.
Headset for gaming, yep. That type of thing. Some of them only have the earpiece on one side,
yeah,
and you can use it for the phone and things like that where you don't require stereo.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got a nice set of Plantronics that's USB.
All this stuff he's got. What applications are you using all these in?
That's my Skype thing.
One-sided?
The one-sided Plantronics deal, yeah.
It's I don't know if I've seen it when we Skype, and is it a recent thing too? Or
No, I've had that for a couple years. Hmm. Yes, and it basically plugs into a little USB fob, so it actually has two eighth inch jacks on it. So right. One's a mic, and one, so you could plug it into actual analog equipment if you wanted to. But it also has a USB.
I have a couple pair like that. Do I have any that are out here? No, I use them on Skype too. Mine are Altec Lansing. They're behind the neck, and they also fold up, so they're really small. And then they have the microphone that comes down though, and they're stereo. And I use them for Skype. I usually use those and record my interviews on Skype.
Sure, that's nice. Yeah. What else do I have? Is the Marley headset, which is
a blaster too.
But the headphones are over the ear, and they tend to accentuate the bottom end, mm-hmm. Not too much, but you can tell it's definitely not flat response. And it also has controls for your iPod or iPhone, and it has a mic there as well. So it's kind of like full-fledged kicking headphones over the ears, plus it has the functionality of being able to control your device and a microphone as well.
Some of the other headphones that we have around here, of course, these Fostex, old Fostex, and they're really, really good.
You have
good.
The, what, like the
T12 or T5?
T7.
T7.
I have the T20s.
Do you?
Yeah.
We have Bose on-ear headphones around here, which are really nice. We have the Bose, yeah, I guess they're kind of on-over-ear type. Those are really good, too. Anything by Bose is great. And I have those Bose ones I told you about, like the Bud type or yep. whatever. They're fabulous. And then they came out with those that same model, like a headset type that has for the iPhone. Like you get them at the Apple store or whatever.
Right.
They're the same Bose ones, but they have the inline mic and thing. And I really want them bad. I can't justify spending the $130 to get them because I have the pair, you know. But it's justified enough because of what the added functionality. But
sure. But you know. Why don't you just sell the Bose on Kijiji or something?
Well, maybe. I suppose.
Yeah. That stuff goes if you want some extra cash. Kijiji's the place to get rid of your stuff.
They're good. They're really good. I think that's probably about all that we have around here as far as headphones. I mean, there's probably some other little things. We've used those Sony. We've both used those Sony ones that kind of suction in your ear. And I like them when they stay suctioned in. They sound really good. Remember those old Sony type?
Yeah. I still use a set of Sony Bluetooth and those kind that suck into my ear.
Same type.
Same exact thing. And they're awesome.
So next week on the show, we're going to be talking about
getting your stuff on buying in general. We're going to talk about how to acquire musical equipment, stuff to do with music, stuff to play your music on, audio accessories,
we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about a little bit about the differences between, or the fact that a lot of people buy online.
Sure. The advantages and disadvantages of buying locally and buying stuff online. It usually has a lot to do with dollars, but we'll get to that next week on the show.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks. We'll see you next week.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.